Welcome to the Leap to Lead podcast. I'm Emily Rogers and I am your host. I'm here to support you to take the leap and lead your life where you want to be. Are you ready to take that leap? Let's get in and hear today's episode.
Are you ready to lead your life with courage? Over the past couple of weeks, we've been exploring the signals that it's time to take a leap. Understanding that life has a way of showing us the path that we need to take. We've also discovered the steps to take if you're unsure what your leap is. Learning that when you're clear about your strengths and your passions, the path will clearly lay out in front of you. And last week we looked at being ready to take the leap, clarifying your goal and putting a plan in place. This week we turn our attention to perhaps the toughest part of the journey, leading your life where you want to be. While it will be tough, you also need to know that it is possible. You can lead your life where you want to be. The key will be having courage and determination. Courage is what you need to transform your fears into determination. Now is your opportunity to embrace your life fully without holding back. Our fears are what prevent us from doing a lot of things in our lives. How many times have you thought about trying something new, but very quickly life gets in the way and you talk yourself out of it? Too often, I bet. Fear. Fear of not succeeding. Fear of failure. Fear of what other people might think. Fear of letting yourself down. Fear. So as you take your leap and start to lead your life, even when you feel like you're taking a big risk, know in your heart and soul that you're on the right path. You are making yourself your most important project, and that's worth it. You're doing what most others never even start. You're taking back control of your life. When you're feeling tempted to give up, your courage will support you to take the next step. When you're tempted to walk away from your leap, focus on what the next right thing is. Your courage and determination will support you to face your fears and challenges with confidence. Have confidence in yourself. You have your leap clear in your mind. You know what your goal is. You have started to create your action plan, getting clarity on the little steps you need to take. Write these down. Know how you will achieve each step. Consider what support and resources you might need for each step. Are there areas where you might need to ask for help? Planning for all of these factors will make a huge difference. Importantly, when you're considering your action plan, put it in your diary. Plan your week, plan your month. Ensure that you're using your time wisely. By turning your action plan into a simple to-do list, you can then start to prioritize your list. Review your plan against your diary and allocate specific time for yourself to focus on you and your list. Use deadlines to keep yourself to your plan and allow time for distractions. You're still a busy mum, there will still be other demands. But when thinking about using your time wisely, don't just think about the hours in the day, but your energy levels. We all have different periods of the day where we have higher levels of energy and ability to focus. Identify when you're at your best energy levels. For me, it's in the mornings after my walk. Use these periods of high energy levels and focus to do your toughest tasks. Keep the lesser demanding tasks like emails for later in the day when you're lower in energy. reflect on your plan and ensure that it's realistic. The worst thing you could do for yourself now is overcommit and try to work to a plan that's not realistic. Know the challenges that you're going to face, a sick child, for example, and have a plan for how you'll deal with that when it happens. Being realistic and not overcommitting will ensure that you start to make positive headway towards your leap. As you do, you'll gain momentum, which will in itself continue to move you forward. Sticking to your plan, it's hard. You're going to face all manner of challenges, both physical demands and mental blocks. Imposter syndrome will surface, feelings of guilt and doubt will pop up. Your confidence will dip every now and then. Know that it will happen, that this is a normal part of the journey. Have courage to overcome these mental blocks when they arise and turn it into determination. I understand how challenging taking the leap can be, but I also know that I wouldn't be here now serving you if I didn't have the courage to overcome my fears. I do laugh. People ask me, how do you do it? My response is always sheer bloody determination. Life is never a linear line. You can't decide to do something and see exactly how it will play out. It's never that simple, but it is possible. There will be curveballs, and I've had some big ones in the last few months. From Dad dying at the end of last year to my youngest getting COVID the week I launched. But I've relied on courage to overcome these challenges, and it's my determination that has me here now, today, showing up for you. Why? Because serving women is my passion. Because I want to support you to lead your life where you want to be. Because changing your life is hard, and you deserve the right support to make it happen. If you want support and inspiration, you need to lead your life where you want to be, then let's talk about what that support looks like for you. If you're ready to take the lead in your life, I invite you to a free special event, the Mums Leap to Lead Audio Summit. We go live 3rd of May. It's all pre-recorded, a total tune-in time of 2 hours, but you can break it down into 6 bite-sized chunks of 20 minutes. But you can tune in at any time convenient to you. It's an audio experience focusing on taking the leap and leading your life. You're going to hear from experts in different fields. I encourage you to grab your earbuds, walk, work, or simply enjoy. It's a completely free event, so claim your free ticket now at theleaptolead.com/summit.